There are basically two kinds of gardeners: those who enjoy the fruits and flowers of their growing season and then are ready to take a break, and those who want to garden all year round. And for those who want to make gardening a constant in their lives, I would have to say thank goodness for houseplants. And thank goodness for the numerous approaches one can take when gardening indoors. Little plants, big plants, plants grown for foliage or for flowers, fragrant plants, tropicals and palms, desert plants, or even trees can be at home indoors. But there are some basics that should be considered no matter what kind of indoor or containerized garden you bring into your home. Light, temperature, humidity, and nourishment are the four basics needed by healthy houseplants, and the proper amount of those needs can be vastly different for different groupings. Most, but not all, houseplants will require bright light to survive, but some will need more direct sun, and others may like it on the darker side. If you can't provide windowsills or other sources of natural light, you'll probably need to provide artificial light or maybe a special planter equipped with a grow light lamp. Lots of houseplants don't last long because most of us keep our houses too warm and dry, especially in the winter, for houseplant success. Most houseplants can adapt to human temperature needs in the 65 to 75 degree range, but if you keep your abode above that level, many will suffer and ultimately fail. Placement of the plant is also important because your thermostat may read 68, but if the plant is placed on a television set or near a radiator, a fireplace, or an air conditioning vent, it will be living in a different environment. And in the world of houseplants, humidity is directly related to temperature. If you like things warm and toasty, then you'll need to provide extra humidity on or around your plants. Mist the foliage or place the plant on a tray of small pebbles that is filled with water to provide added moisture. If you can provide a proper light source, then bathrooms or kitchens are usually great places for keeping healthy plants because of the added humidity from water used in those areas. Adding plant food is essential for the long-term life of your houseplant. Because it's confined in a pot, its roots can't seek out additional nourishment from nearby soil. When it's finished feeding on the nutrients in the potted soil, it's going to starve to death unless it gets additional fertilizer. There are lots of commercial fertilizers specifically for houseplants with nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus, plus trace minerals, and some are even created for specific types of plants like African violets. One warning I'd give on feeding is to use a light touch. It's very easy to feed too often or to feed too much, which will burn the roots, stress your plant, and most likely bring about its demise. When feeding houseplants, sometimes less is more. If you give consideration to light, water, heat, and food, you should have success in growing plants inside your home. Houseplants can provide indoor gardens for those of us who don't have an outdoor space, and they provide a way for those of us addicted to gardening to get through the cold times.